Thanks for coming today. I'm with Eric Nordstrom and Justin Richer. Eric, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having us, Wynn.
Can you give me a quick and dirty history of the Lawn Chair Kings?
The quick and dirty history. Well, we started in Durango in 2000, originally with Matt Joyce on drums and Dan Leek on bass. So we were a power trio. We had kind of country punk influences, but a lot of original music, and Dan Leek is still putting up with me after 20 years, and we've gone through some different personnel changes, but we have now Pat Dressen on drums, and I'm really excited to have Justin now joining the band, playing lap steel guitar and drums, which allows Pat Dressen, who's an amazing guitarist, to also step out front and play some guitar and be the badass guitarist that he is.
That sounds awesome. I'm really excited to meet Justin. I've apparently met him before because he's played at the Sunflower Theater a number of times. Justin, welcome, and tell me about your new role in the band.
I'm playing a little lap steel and some guitar, and then, like Eric just said, they've got me playing some songs on drums so that Pat can get out on guitar, and he plays with Badly Bent and stuff. He's a great guitarist, so it's a fun role.
Is there more lap steel going to be in the set on the 29th than you usually have?
They didn't have a lap steel player before, so yes, there definitely is going to be more.
That's awesome. And how long have you been playing lap steel?
Off and on for a lot of years, but I actually kind of just revamped my lap steel into a new tuning for this project. So it's kind of relearning how to play it, but I have the skills.
All right. It's a work in progress. Well, exactly. Thank you for, bringing that to the Sunflower Theater. I think it'll sound really good in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've always loved Justin's versatility as a musician. I've always been impressed with him over here in Montezuma County, and he's a great guy and a good fit for the band, so I'm stoked to have Justin on board.
You're really embracing your new life in Montezuma County. You've always been kind of a Durango band.
We are, and we still have a couple of members based more in Durango, but I married a wonderful Montezuma County lady, and I love it over in Montezuma County. I love Dolores and Mancus and Cortez, and the Sunflower Theater, I think, is just a really awesome venue in the sense that it's intimate for both performers and the audience. I've seen lots of great shows over at the Sunflower, and so I think it's a great opportunity of for interactivity in the community of it, and we're going to be doing some recording of the performance, and I hope to release at least a few of the tracks, or maybe it's a EP or a full album. I'm not really sure what's going to come out of it, but I think it's a great little recording room too, and I hope other bands besides us also consider recording in that room.
I would like to see that too. I think you've played there a number of times, Justin. What do you think about that?
About what?
It's versatility for a recording as a room, the Sunflower Theater.
It would be great. I've actually never heard any of the recordings from the times I've played there. I played with Genuine Cowhide and the Carl Johnson Trio and never actually heard the recording. But I bet it would sound great. I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, so I think from what I hear from musicians and from some of our staff people of recordings, that it sounds really good. They're not mixed or mastered or anything, but they come out really nice because our sound people do a great job. And speaking of the recordings, but you have a guest coming to your show on Saturday.
Yeah, correct. It'll be Del X Allen. We'll play some guitar on a few songs, and I'm really excited. We it's going to be all original music. There's probably about 7 new songs we've never played out ever, and so I'm excited to play those songs and to keep it original. And we'll have a mix of acoustic and electric tones with Pat on acoustic guitar sometimes, and we'll also have a little bit of rock and roll, but it'll be at a nice volume for the Sunflower Theater.
And this is all very danceable music, am I correct?
Oh yeah, yeah, we like having people dancing, and I think there's going to be also some seats in the back for people that like to sit, if I understand.
Yes, there will be. The whole balcony is available for seating. So, and then we'll have a few chairs and tables downstairs for people to hang out. And that's something we're trying to do at the Sunflower, is offer a mix of shows where people can stand up and dance and hang out, but also shows where people can be seated and have a more quiet, intimate experience at the Sunflower. Well, is there anything else you'd like to let our audience know about the show or about the lawn chair. Where did the name Lawn Chair Kings come from?
Back in the day, we were thinking about lawn chair ramblers, but there was already a Stony Creek Ramblers in Durango. And then the drummer at the time, Matt Joyce, thought about Kings, and I thought that was kind of funny. But we were, you know, kind of playing around with the idea of country and urban kind of rock styles. And so it kind of became the suburban kind of theme. So we've always kind of played off of, I don't know, Pink Flamingos and TV Static and different suburban type themes and trailers and so lawn chairs kind of fit into that vibe, but it's been a work in progress. I love the fact that I'm able as a songwriter to write songs and have people play these crazy songs. It's been a real honor to play with different musicians throughout the years in this format.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the show, and I know you guys are too, and we're going to wrap it up here. We're glad to see you guys on Saturday night.